Hello.
Oh, hi, Steve. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was actually following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
I have no work. I ain't worked in a month.
Oh, okay. So I can give you an option because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account. And even if you wanted to pause or cancel it, we can't do that with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come May 8th, that would have reoccurred to $498, and it continues to do so until this settles. So one option that you have if things are a little bit slow right now is your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. You could remove those, and that would lower that past due amount to $149. And sometimes people do that when they hit a tight spot because that package will still include your first page placement on Google and Bing. It includes the directories and the tracking system so you know how many clients that you're getting through the campaign and whatnot.
I don't know what to tell you. But I'll call you when I get some money. I'll call you when I get a job.
Yeah.
When you guys get me a job, I'll call you.
So,
It's just rough, you know? Every time I get hired somebody, I pay, and it doesn't work. And then I still got to pay. And I'm home, almost going out of business. And they all keep calling me to pay. You know?
Yeah, I bet.
You know?
Yeah, the nice thing about this program is that you've been with us, let me see here, it looks like this will be the third month, and that's when things really explode and come to full fruition, because first page placement typically takes 45 to 60 days. So now that you're ranking on the first page, it's this third month that you can expect the program to really pop and do some solid things for your business. Just in the couple months that you've been with us, I'm on your dashboard and it's showing me that you've already been found on the first page of Google 633 times. And you had 91 Google actions, which include clicks to your site, clicks for driving directions, and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think maybe you've gotten, some solid work out of this, and perhaps you're not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah, because you should be hearing, I saw you online, I looked you up on the internet, I saw you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program. But what I can do in the meantime, at least to help you out, is I'll remove those Facebook ads. That way your subscriptions, would lower to $149. And then you could always call us back later and put those on if you wanted to. But that way, things stay a little bit more affordable in the meantime, okay?
Honey, I ain't got one phone call from nobody, so I can't even ask nobody. And you're telling me all these people are looking for me. All these people that owe money, maybe. Not one phone call. My secretary's like, what's going on, Steve? Who'd you hire? We got nothing. We're dead. The phone don't even ring. I'm like, I don't know. They said they're working. They're doing. I don't know what they're doing. Need to talk to my secretary.
Well, Google tracks it, okay? So here's the thing is that it is showing that you have had not only clicks to call you, but clicks to your website. So what a click to call is if somebody puts in roofer near me and they see you on the first page, if they're doing that search from their cell phone, they can just click on the number and it calls you automatically, right? But if they're doing the search from a regular computer, they can't click to call you. So in that case, they would have to click to your site and then actually dial your number. So they've clicked to your site 38 times, and there have been clicks to call you 7 times. So altogether, that's what, like 45 hits? And that's in just a 2-month span. And again, right now it's coming to full fruition. It's not people trying to collect money calling you, because it shows me which keywords they're putting in. So they're putting in most reviewed roofing contractor. That happened 126 times. 91 times sunshine roofing. 54 times woodshake roofing. Roofing installation company 15 times. Roofer close to me 15 times. So there's actually 34 different keywords that you're coming up for, and that's what people are typing in. So if it was another company that was calling you to collect money, they would just call your number directly, right? They wouldn't go to Google and type in roofer near me if they were to call you, right? So that's why I know that these are actual clients, you know, inquiring, as opposed to, you know, someone trying to collect money. One thing that's interesting, though, I want to ask you, because you do have 46 clicks for driving directions. Usually for a roofer, they don't want their address displayed because it's a home-based business. Is yours an actual, like, business location, or is it also a home? Okay.
No,
yeah, one thing I would like to do once we get the payment up to speed is actually hide that address. So you show up as, you know, roofing company in Sunrise, Florida, but the actual, you know, 32nd place address is blocked out, because there's no reason for people to see your residential address on there if you don't have, you know, a business that's running out of that address. It's just a residence, right? So
all right, what is your name?
My name's Tina.
Tina.
Mm-hmm.
My secretary can call you on this phone number?
She can, but it'll go to the call center, and then they have to reroute it to me. So I can text you my direct line if you like.
Cool. That'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Let me do that. Okay. And then so just to let you know, something that if you let it sit, what happens is it'll affect your credit and affect your business, because pretty soon the 249 turns into 498, and then it's, you know, 747, and it continues to reoccur until it settles. So in the event that you decide to not continue, at least call and settle the, you know, one payment of 149, and then we can cancel it, and that would prevent any further charges, because, you know, I'd hate to have it continue to reoccur if, you know, it's something that you don't like. But I can see on here that you are getting
good. I don't understand nothing. I'm not good at marketing. My secretary is, and she called me today. What's going on? Honey, I'm set home for a month. I got no work at all, zero. I got 3 jobs, and that's from recommendation. And my secretary's like, whoever the other couple used to have, and you guys were doing good, you really were, but I don't know what you did. She knows more than me. So I would like to talk to her for a second, you know. I should start having money next week, and I'll sign back up, or I'll do whatever I got to do, you know?
Yeah. So, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You don't have to sign back up next week, because the account's still active. It's not like they cancel the account just because, you know, the payment's failing. But the system does try to process it once daily. So, you know, if you have the funds next week.
It sounds like they canceled everything and took it all down or did whatever, because I didn't
pay. No, they'll send that email that I really wish they would reword it, because it sounds so nasty. It'll say, you know, alert, or this is a friendly reminder that your account is in suspension or something. I'm like, that doesn't sound so friendly, you know. But even so, when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place on it. So that's all that it means, you know? So sometimes right. people say like, oh, can you
no
put
problem.
A different
please,
phone number?
Meet my mm-hmm. secretary real quick. And then,
yeah.
I
what's
will,
her name? Just so I know who she is when she calls in. What's her name?
Jesse.
Jesse. Okay. So I'll put Jesse, his secretary,
yes.
will call
in. And I'll be able to make a payment next week, you know?
Okay, you got it. So I have the notes in here that I can talk
to
her.
Yeah, then you're going to call me back next week, all right?
Okay, you got it. We have a good game plan. And you did get the text that I sent you with my direct line, or is an email easier?
Oh, no, text is fine. Yeah, text me on right here.
Perfect, okay. All right, I just sent you the text. So, yeah, I'll talk to her when she calls in, and we'll get everything squared away for you, okay?
Thank you, okay?
You're very welcome. Have a good rest of your evening, too.
You too. All right, bye.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, bye.